Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of Sarasota's most talked about developments. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, great to be here. Yeah, so the Boulevard Sarasota is really an exciting project. It's one of those developments that's generating a lot of buzz in the market right now, and there's a lot for buyers to understand about it.
So what makes the BLVD stand out? I mean, Sarasota's got a ton of new construction coming online. What's different about this one?
Well, location is huge. The Boulevard is positioned in a really desirable part of Sarasota, which immediately gives it an advantage. But beyond that, it's the overall vision, the floor plans, the amenities, the pricing strategy. Everything's really been thought through. It's not just another condo tower. It's designed with a specific buyer in mind.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you're looking at the floor plans, what should buyers actually be paying attention to? Like, what are the key things that separate a good unit from a great one?
Great question. So first, it's about square footage and layout. You want to understand how the space flows, whether you're getting an open concept or more traditional separation of rooms. Then there's the view factor. Are you looking at the water, the city, or interior? That dramatically affects both the experience and the resale value. And finally, amenity access. Does your unit have direct access to the best features of the building?
Right, exactly. And I imagine pricing varies pretty significantly based on all those factors, right?
Absolutely. The Boulevard has a range of price points, which is actually smart because it opens the door to different buyer profiles. You've got entry-level units that appeal to first-time buyers or investors, and then you've got premium units with the best views and finishes that command higher prices. Understanding where you fit in that spectrum and what you're paying for is crucial.
So, when you're advising buyers on strategy, like, how do you help them figure out what makes sense for their situation? Because I imagine it's not one size fits all.
No, it's definitely not. I always start by understanding what the buyer is actually looking for. Are they buying as a primary residence, an investment, a vacation getaway? Then we look at their timeline, their budget, and what their long-term goals are. Once I know that, we can match them to the right unit and the right price point. And honestly, understanding the Boulevard's positioning relative to other Sarasota developments, like how it compares to something like The View Sarasota, or properties over in Longboat Key like Sage or Aria, that context really helps buyers make an informed decision.
I love that you brought up those comparisons. So if someone's torn between the BLVD and maybe something in Longboat Key, what's the conversation like?
Well, Longboat Key has properties like Water Club and Aria that are ultra-luxury beachfront, right? So you're paying a premium for that direct beach access and that whole lifestyle. The Boulevard is in Sarasota proper, which gives you different advantages, maybe more walkability, different dining and cultural scene, different price point. It's about what resonates with the buyer. Some people want that exclusive beachfront vibe. Others prefer being in an urban-feeling neighborhood with more action around.
That makes total sense. So as someone's thinking about jumping into the BLVD market, what's your biggest piece of advice?
Do your homework. Understand the floor plans. Understand the pricing. And understand what you're actually buying into. Don't just fall in love with the building and hope the numbers work out. And work with someone who knows the market, who can tell you not just about the Boulevard, but how it stacks up against everything else out there. That context is worth its weight in gold.
David, this was really helpful. I think anyone considering the BLVD or anything in the Sarasota market is going to get a lot out of this. Thanks so much for breaking it down for us.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to talk real estate and help people navigate these decisions.